As new COVID-19 booster shots roll out ahead of winter, Florida's Surgeon General tweeted out this morning claiming mRNA vaccines could be linked to increased cardiac risk in men 18 to 39. But Twitter temporarily over the weekend blocked that post, claiming it was misleading. It was later restored. Joining us to react is Fox News medical contributor Dr. Marty McCary. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Good morning. So why do you think that they blocked it on Friday, then restored it on Sunday?
Well, there's an attempt to not support research that could lead someone to see information that may make them concerned about the vaccine. Yet there's been a tremendous shunting of research dollars to long COVID. And so there's a very selective sort of agenda with research dollars, and we haven't even gotten the data from the CDC to do this research. So Florida decided they would do it themselves. And what they found is a true signal in the data. And that is, if you look at myocarditis and heart attacks after the vaccine, the question has been, is it random? Is it like lightning striking and it's just coincidence that they got the vaccine? Or is there really an association there? And what they found is that it does occur randomly over time, but after the vaccine, the risk is 84% higher. And look, no one at the CDC can tell you the risk in a young, healthy male. No one in the country has that information. So Florida has said, look, in a young, healthy male, they're at the highest risk of myocarditis and cardiac death and the lowest risk of COVID. We don't have enough information to really push this hard.
But don't males 18 to 39, don't they have the right to know this information and the risk so they can weigh that against the risk of getting COVID?
Well, look, I think I believe that, and many doctors believe that, but Twitter does not believe that because this story was immediately removed. This data was not accessible on Twitter. Now, we learned about myocarditis early on in the New England Journal of Medicine article out of Israel, not out of the United States, and out of 283 people who had it, someone died and two were in the ICU. And then later we learned that myocarditis can occur in as many as 1 in 5,000 young men. So this is real. This is not something to blow off. And I think parents are appropriately asking this question as the new Omicron mRNA vaccine now is being released and pushed in people who already had Omicron this year.
Here's a statement from Twitter. They said, we took enforcement action on the tweet in error, but the action was reversed. It was put on Twitter on Friday and it was blocked throughout the weekend and reversed on Sunday.